Hey everybody, what's up? It's your girl Aramoix Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. It is a beautiful, beautiful Friday here in Detroit, Michigan. Very fallish, you know, right amount of sun. Leaves already falling, you know, some are changing colors. It's my favorite season of the year because it's Libra season, number one. Number two, my birthday, you know, is coming up. Yes, 10/11. Okay. I'll be 33. So, whew, child. Pray for me. I have been working on me, honestly. I had to take a step back, guys. I was biting off more than I could chew, and I had to release a lot of things, people, places, relationships. Situations with, you know, frenemies and friends and things like that. I had to just let all of that go and give it to spirit and work on me, pour into me, focus on me, mind the business that pays me. I had to come to an understanding that I cannot control how people perceive me because people are going to perceive me based off of their own experience and understanding. And once I got that, it made things a lot easier. Y'all, it's been an amazing journey. This spiritual rebirth has been the truth. And usually when I have these moments where I'm doing shadow work and going through spiritual rebirth, it used to trigger depression for me. Because I would take what I learned and instead of using it to transmute it to what it's supposed to be or just to make me aware and find out how I can make it a positive thing and allow it to work in my favor, I would use what I learned and beat myself up. And I would just go in. Can't nobody beat me down the way I can beat me down. I am my own worst enemy, okay? The battle of the mind is real. So, you know, it was real. I'm not going to say I was in a bad place because I wasn't. This time around, I was in a place of being open to receive everything as it comes and to deal with it for exactly what it is. And I can honestly say it's given me courage to clear the air with some individuals who are very important to me and who I desire, you know, a healthier relationship with that is in my personal life. It is probably one of the most beautiful, interesting conversations that could have ever happened, but I'm grateful for it. It has given me peace and forgiveness for things that I felt should have went differently in my childhood. And now I'm looking at it as, you know, it was a necessary, I'll say, evil that needed to take place so that I can do what I'm doing right now. I had to get out of the ideology that life should have went this way. Expectations, man. Whew, I feel like that word is a joke in itself in some way because there's expectation and then there's life. And life has a big if in the middle. Okay, so what are we really expecting? The only thing I expect is the day that comes when I transcend into ancestorship. That's it. That's the only thing that's guaranteed that I could expect at some point later, much later down the line. So I've learned to release all expectations of everything. I've learned to release standards, old outdated standards that cause more harm than good to my path and to what it is I see for myself. It took me stepping away from this to do that. I needed to block out all the noise, and my plate was piled with so much that I was not prioritizing things in my personal life properly, and things that were very important began to get neglected. Balance is so necessary. So I'm on here today to basically share with you guys what I've learned in the last 3 months, to let you guys know what's next. What services, new services I'll be offering very soon. I am starting a special promotion for readings and journaling sessions on my birthday, which is 10/11. So that special will only be good through the month of October only, okay? I don't know. Let's see. If spirit say I can extend it to November, I'll extend it to November. But everything, I run everything by spirit first. So that's what's about to take place. But before we get into all of that, I just want to take a moment and just thank you guys for listening, supporting. It's crazy realizing that I have people listening to this from all over the world. I pay attention to the, locations that my listeners come from. And just, wow. I mean, from Australia to Africa to the United States, heavy Cali love, you know, I get hella love from Cali, y'all. Shout out to Cali. Hella love from Cali. I've been getting hella love from my downriver community, okay, which is amazing. Hella love to my clients. Like, I have so much gratitude and appreciation that there's not enough words for me to extend how thankful I am. A lot of beautiful things happening this month. My son, Xavier, turns one. And, you know, my bonus son, he growing up on me. You know, they birthday the same day, so that's going to be interesting. Anybody who knows where I can get customized hoodies, please reach out, because that's what he told me he want, and I definitely want to make that happen for him because he loves hoodies. As far as my 1-year-old go, y'all, I can't believe he's about to be one already. He's definitely the last of my clan. I literally made sure that I, you know, can't have no more babies. So I am cherishing and engaging and enjoying every single moment of his growth and milestones. It's the little things we take for granted, you know? So I am very thankful to be here, healthy, whole, and complete, okay? Protected and loved, guided, and just filled with just love, man. I just want to love on y'all. I can't even hold it in. I'm overflowing with gratitude and love. Like, I'm trying not to get emotional. If y'all knew the type of spiritual rebirth I've had to go through and how beautiful it ended up being and how crazy amazing I can say this is and how I'm excited to continue the process, we'd be here forever. Just know that you guys are not something I take lightly. And I thank you guys for really, really supporting me. So let's chit chat. Y'all gonna hear the kids in the background. They had a half a day today. So y'all gonna hear kids being kids. Y'all know we at home. Y'all know that the schools, some schools have remote learning. That is what my children do. So please forgive. Forgive me for my loud babies in the background. That's what you say when you want them to quiet down. They're probably not going to quiet for long, but you know, I digress. So really quick, if you aren't following me on Instagram or Twitter, please be sure to do so at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. It is there you can inquire about readings, journaling sessions, girl talk sessions, and more. Once again, it is at the Goddess Lounge Podcast on both Instagram and Twitter. Let's get into it. Okay. So, pardon me. So, I've been in a place where, I've been blessed with a lot of new beginnings in my life. I almost want to say like a spiritual reset, if that makes sense. And with that comes new perspective, new sight, new understanding, new levels of compassion and forgiveness, the need and the must of emotional release to things that are no longer serving me or serving where it is I'm trying to go in life. There has been a lot of letting go of the past. One thing about me, I don't have enemies. And I always say that because you're not, like, I tell people all the time, if I fall out with someone, they're not my friend, but they're not my enemy either, because they're not that significant to me. Why am I going to rent space for free in my head over a person who I'm not really dealing with. Get what I'm saying? I am the type of individual that will wish them the best, wish them all the love, all the blessings, all the covering, because I want them to thrive. I want them to win, just not at my table. You know, we're not going the same direction. And something I noticed in the midst of letting go of an emotional release and embarking upon new beginnings is that you really got to accept the good with the bad. You really got to accept duality, you know, in order to thrive in this lifetime. There's always going to be good with bad. We have good, you know, we have positivity, but we got negativity too. You got to balance. You got to deal with your shadow self. You got to deal with that unhealed ego. You got to deal with the inner child that's still hurt and still struggling to thrive. You know what it's like to be an adult and be just going through the motions through life, and then you're still in your head, that hurt child. Baby, that's my story. That's what I was going through. And I understand how it can hinder your growth and your process. I understand how you can easily get lost, you know, in the translation of what it is that it's really supposed to be and what it really and truly means. So, you know, I'm definitely an advocate for therapy. I'm definitely an advocate for journaling. I'm definitely an advocate for spiritual insight, but be selective with who you allow to lead you, because everything that glitters ain't gold. I've been slowly, but in a steady way, just working on me. I've been healing me. I've been real life all into me. And because there's a lot of me that don't resonate with where I'm going. And when I say that, meaning the way I eat does not resonate with the path that I'm on. So I had to make some real changes. The way I communicate didn't resonate with where I'm going. So I had to learn courage. The way I pray changed because I needed something that was more intimate, more authentic. So I had to increase the time I spent with my ancestors. I had to change my method of communication with them, and I had to get some insight on how to go about that. And when I say, man, listen, it's been amazing, okay? I really won't, and I can't complain. I had to move into balance. I had to balance everything out. My plate was really heavy, guys. I was biting off more than I could chew, and I was at my lowest. And the funny thing about me, whenever I've been at my lowest, it's never been because of another individual. Let me just clear that up. Whenever I've been at my lowest, it has never been because of an individual. You ever heard the saying that sometimes you got to be broken down to be built up? In my case, I had to be broken down, and I had to go and what I like to call biblically, they call it a Job test. So I had to lose everything I thought I knew to regain what it is that I'm supposed to have. And a lot of what I had to release was more so mindset, making the conscious decision to release unhealthy and toxic habits, because sometimes we can be the toxic thing in our path or in our life. I had to understand that necessarily, even though I knew everybody wasn't out to get me, I had to understand that not every person had an ought or an issue or a problem with me, but it was really me versus me. And because it's me versus me, when I looked in the face of other individuals, it looked as if there was an issue, or it looked as if there was a distaste for my presence. And really, it was just my insecurities, my ego, you know. I had to work on that. I'm still working on that. And that's the human part of me that needs a lot of care and nurturing and discipline. So with that being said, I just want y'all to know that healers go through shit too. Healers and spiritualists, especially those of us who are espiritistas on that path, you know, we got to correct ourselves a lot. Self-correction, self-analyzing, self-awareness is something that is potent to our path. And your girl had to get herself together, you know. There were incidents and accidents that happened, and I'm still amazed that I'm still here unharmed, untouched, you know, in my right mind. Okay, because some of the things I've had to endure the last 3 months, there are some people who couldn't even stomach it, who would have been out of here. Like, F this. And here I am, glowing, persevering, thriving, amazing clientele increase, happy, about to offer an array of new services, because the level up is what it is. And, you know, with the pure intent and desire to heal my own community. You know, we don't always have to respond with violence. We don't always have to, you know, click up and talk about the next person who 9 times out of 10 don't even know you exist or ain't thinking about you. Especially when I see it happening from long distance. I never for the life can understand. Thank you, Big Sean. That D2 album, he was like, I got people that never met me that hate me. If you've never encountered me in person, face-to-face, skin-to-skin type of situation, like physically been in my presence, baby, sit down. You don't know me. You know, I find myself having to say that, and I find myself having to tell myself that about other people. You don't know them. It's a lot of fakery and fuckery on social media. When I say I'm coming to a place where I respect social media for what it is and what it's supposed to do, but it's like it's taking a life of its own and it's doing its own thing, and I can't say that it ain't toxic. So I'm not on there as much as I used to be. And I'm fine with that. I have no issue with that. Once again, y'all, excuse my kids. They're in the back playing, you know, being kids. Yeah, I had to prioritize home, and I had to be truthful and honest with myself about the changes that needed to be made. And one thing about spiritual rebirth, when you are going through that type of spiritual transition, everything is affected. Your relationship or marriage, your friendships, your sister bonds, your stuff with family, health, everything. It's like everything is attacked. I don't want to say attacked, but I'm just, some people are going to see it that way. So I'm just going to say it that way. Spiritual attacks is going to come because people going to think you at your weakest, and little do they know you literally at your strongest point. It is through my spiritual rebirth that I discovered necessarily how strong I really am, what I'm truly capable of. I have been blessed to learn through divination what my destiny and what my path is. And I am excited, and I am committed, and I am devoted, and I am disciplined in myself. It's unfortunate that because of where I am going, and because it is different from some of my peers who are on a spiritual path, but different from mine, it's definitely caused distance. But I'm fine with that, because when spirit warns you about people, sometimes you got to listen, you know. Not all of us think, feel, believe, or move in the same way. Not all of us have the same moral compass. Not all of us are truly healed in such a way to where, you know, we don't feel the need to, you know, try to play Sabrina, you know, out here in these spiritual streets. So, call it shade, call it whatever you want, you know, it's just the truth. I'm in a place where I've had to make peace with everything that's happened since the last 3 months. So, like, everything that happened 3 months ago has literally been a place of emotional release, forgiveness, letting go, trying to bring, you know, my masculine energy and my feminine energy to balance, prioritizing home matters, you know, my marriage, my businesses, my children, my prayer life. It's just been amazing, y'all. Like, this journey, you know, when you ask for a spiritual awakening and you ask to know what it is you are meant to do and be here for, you got to understand that some shit gonna come with it. You know, nothing worth having comes easy. Some of us don't have a choice for some of the paths we're on. I don't. And I'm fine with that, you know. I'd rather be obedient, because I'm going to be blessed anyway. So what am I going to run from it for? You know? So this has been a teaching experience. And this new beginning, it's been emotional, but for once, it wasn't emotional in a sad, heavy, depressed, hurt way. It was more of a happy tears, happy mentality, happy place, place of understanding, place of awareness, you know, loving on myself, nurturing myself, realizing, hey, you know, yeah, you a good person, you got great intention, but, you know, here and here and here, you a little toxic. You need to work on that. You need to figure out how you can heal from that, change those habits, that perspective, and where you can place that on the other side so that you can transmute it into something that works out great for you and great for those that you are trying to help and assist. This has been a teaching moment. And you know, when you plant the seed, it will grow if you nurture it correctly. And there were a lot of seeds planted last year. There were a lot of seeds planted this year, and it's growing. And it's putting me in a position to, I don't want to say be transparent, because that's something I was already doing, but I will say it puts me in a position to heal right where I'm standing. It puts me in a position to heal in a place where I was persecuted. It puts me in a position to thrive despite these individuals who just don't want to see me thrive and don't want to see me make something of myself because of an unresolved, unhealed issue they have that they can't be honest about. Everybody in due time, and they deal with themselves, and this is my season, and this is where I'm dealing with myself. One thing about me, I don't wish ill on nobody. I don't be for people. I've outgrew that part of me and that part of my life. If you got an issue, pray about it and move forward. I ain't even got to know, you know, because if the conversation isn't civilized and it isn't conducive to growth and peace and unity, what we talking for? We don't have the same vision. We ain't on the same mission. So all of this has been happening during this spiritual rebirth. My creativity has been renewed on another level. So there's a lot of things I'm trying to align and get in order, but divine timing and patience is everything. The one thing I learned about myself is that I would count all my eggs, okay, before they hatched. And I would put all my eggs in one basket. And that was something that was holding me back financially. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, taking time to reflect and divulge in self, when done in a way that is meant to elevate you, the lessons are blessings, period. I have no regrets for anything I've experienced in this life or the previous, because I realized that it was necessary. The pain was necessary. The betrayals was necessary. The growth was necessary. How can I grow if I don't embrace change? A lot of us are struggling because we can't embrace change. We can't embrace the thought and the fact and the ideology of what we think life is supposed to be and how we think life is supposed to go. We put all of this expectation, okay, out here saying this should be like this, and spirit is like, no, this don't go how it's supposed to go. And the universe is like, hell yeah. And we sit up there, why is everything so chaotic? Because we're trying to fight the inevitable. Because we're trying to plan, and God laughs. Oh, that's what you about to do? Okay. It'll work for 2 seconds, but I got a surprise for you. Curveball. You know, in all honesty, we are all messengers in a little way, you know. A lot of us have a message in us. A lot of us have a amazing purpose, destiny, fate, if you will. But we hold ourselves back by overthinking, being undisciplined, not staying focused. We hold ourselves back, getting wrapped up in everything that's going on around us, not realizing that we're being sucked in to the matrix. We're being sucked in to society's bullshit. We're being sucked in to opinions that really just are insignificant and don't matter because you know what spirit told you. And we get lost. We get lost, okay? We get real lost. And the beauty of being lost is that you can always be found. But are you willing to want to be? Or are you comfortable wearing a mask, pretending you have it all together, but inside, at home behind closed doors, you're struggling with loneliness. You're struggling with feeling like you don't have nobody. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of us that's celebrating people unions and people progress, but we're struggling with the fact that we feel like we're still stagnant, or we're struggling with the fact of I look like this and this person look like this. Yes, she got a husband and I don't. There's a lot of us acting out of the spirit of desperation to merely just be loved and be prioritized and made first, you know, in someone's life. But all we do is talk about people, and all we do is gossip, and all we do is have a negative attitude and approach a response to everything. And then we wonder why shit can't go our way. This spiritual rebirth has woken me up. I've never proclaimed to completely be woke, because I feel like that's a process that never stops happening. But I will say I'm definitely enlightened. When you take time to yourself to deal, to heal, I'm a firm believer in spiritual baths, herbalism, you know, solutions. And when I say solutions, you know, those of you from the ATR community know what I'm talking about. I'm a firm believer of faith. And I know the power that faith has. You know, I tell people all the time, you can light a million candles. If you ain't got no faith in what you're doing, it ain't moving nowhere. If anything, it might backfire. And then you got to watch where your faith is coming from. Is your faith coming from the desire of justice, or is your faith coming from the desire of ego and pettiness and feeling embarrassed or competition? You know, there's been a lot of hidden secrets that has been revealed to me. And a lot of it took me for a loop. And let me just say this, because, you know, it's always that one. I'm not referring to no romantic relationships. For me, it's been friendships. And it is unfortunate that I had to release, I want to say like 3 to 4 individuals who I thought would be in my life for a lifetime. It's real unfortunate, but it was necessary. It was necessary. When I begin to look at people and they all begin to move, talk, sound, dress, maneuver like another individual, for me, that is a big red flag. Because no matter what path you're on, no matter what you're doing, you should never lose your identity. You should never lose yourself and lose the things that make you unique to you. Okay? I used to have a big issue with church because I used to feel like if the Holy Spirit is really present, why do all y'all praise look the same? Why do all y'all styles of worship look the same? You know, if you're supposed to be giving a new dance on your feet, how far y'all got this new dance that's supposed to be new? Like, I asked really real questions. I'm telling you, like, I know I get on the divine nerves with all my questions. Okay? I've been yelled at. Okay? I have been spiritually checked. Like, if you don't stop asking these questions and just do, okay? Just do what we say. Stop asking all these questions. Like, I'm telling you, that's the way my mind works. I always ask why, how, who, when, and everything before I commit or devote. So this whole spiritual rebirth process has put me in alignment with my path, has given me understanding that in order for me to thrive and to succeed, forgiveness, letting go, comprehending, understanding, and truly, authentically receiving duality, okay? Doing the shadow work, even if it hurts, doing it anyway, persevering, pushing through is where it's at. Is where it's at. I love my clients. It definitely has picked up in a major way. I can't complain, but I want to share these just some wisdom with you guys, okay? Y'all need to stop. Let me rephrase that. I strongly suggest, and this is just my opinion, stop trying to force bonds, relationships, people, and places they do not belong. I do not know who this is for, okay? I am recording this in front of my altar, so, you know, sometimes I don't even know if it's me that's really talking, but I'll just say this. We got to stop forcing things that ain't supposed to be there and wonder why all hell keep breaking loose. Some of us are upset and mad because life isn't what we thought it should look like. And the truth of the matter is it doesn't look what we want it to look like because it was never meant to be that. Some of us are miracle babies. Some of us weren't even supposed to be here. I know I wasn't. But I have an assignment, so I gotta be. Some of us are still, you know, some of y'all are so beautiful and so talented and so spiritually gifted, but so blind at the same time. And my prayer is that those rose-colored glasses, okay, and those whose eyes are covered right now temporarily, as we go through the rest of the year, that the things you need to know and need to see will be revealed to you. I've been telling everyone, reevaluate your circles. Draw some pros and cons. How did you and this person bond? How did y'all become friends? How did y'all even run into each other in the first place? Where was the connection and where was it from and what was it about? You know, I got friends who... reminded me that the one thing I've always been is a fair person. And I always release people in love, want the best for them because I'm not that insecure and that petty to where I don't want you to turn out good because I don't like you. Who in the hell am I not to like you? I think I got enough on my plate to worry about, right? Then to who I like and who liking me. That's all. Doesn't that sound elementary? So I'm not sure who this is for, but you need to refocus your focus. Y'all, we need to pay attention to what's really going on around us. Community needs to be the focus. Healing needs to be the focus. Thriving needs to be the focus. There is a shift coming like no other. And a lot of us are going to be unprepared because we don't listen. We think we know everything. And we don't take the time to just sit in silence and digest what we are being told or what we're being shown. Some of us are chasing after something that is about to have no value soon. Some of us are working and giving ourselves to things and people and situations that don't deserve it, that isn't worth it. And Spirit is saying it's time for a change. This spiritual rebirth I've went through, y'all, it is, let's just say this, if I had to go through it again, I'll go through it just as graceful as I did this time, but it took me going through it ungracefully, you know, having trouble receiving it, ranting and crying and having breakdowns, you know, in the past. Like, I had to do all of that. I had all of those reactions, all of those reflexes, you know, not having self-control, not having discipline, talking about it instead of praying about it. There was a lot of wrong turns I made, but little did I know that those wrong turns would lead me to my destination. And I am just grateful. So, you know, I can't even really put a topic on this other than sharing with you guys what my spiritual birth experience has been like, what I am learning, what I am getting. There's a lot more to this, but that's for me, you know. And if the time should ever come where I have to reveal it, I will do so authentically. In truth. But some of this stuff is just for me. you know? So what I would say is this. Utilize all your gifts and all your skill sets. Do not limit yourself to any one thing right now. If you have the gift to bake, brush up on them skills, you're going to need them. If you have the skill to design and sketch and create clothing, brush up on your skills, you're going to need them. If you have gifted hands and you can grow things from the ground, go meditate and touch some soil. Get in the sun. Speak affirmations into what you want to grow. Go plant something and speak what it is you want from it to it. But honor and show gratitude first, because plants are still living things. There's somebody that it wants to start a freaking store. I keep saying like a convenience store. What are you waiting for? Right now is the time for people who look like us to start building our own communities, to start really investing in ourselves, because we're in a state of having nothing to lose at this point. There is nothing bigger than spirit. There is nothing the spirit can't handle. We say we got faith until we need to have it. There are individuals who want to release books. What are you waiting for? Stop fearing what people are going to think and speak your truth. It's your truth. Some of you are trying to see if y'all meant to do what y'all doing. And spirit is saying, duh, yes, you wouldn't be here if you wasn't. Anytime you could have quit, you could have stopped, you could have thrown in the towel, and you could have been done with that path. It ain't never worked out that way. Somehow you persevere. Somehow that money show up. Somehow that course show up. Somehow that class show up. Somehow people bless you. Somehow a way is made out of no way. So I don't know about you, but what I will say is that I am internally grateful for everything, even my loud baby in the background who is yelling at his siblings, which means they probably snacking on something he can't have. You know, but in all seriousness, you guys, this is your time. To my creatives, there is something brewing and you gonna need all that. My musicians, if you ain't created in a while, go create. That's why you depressed. That's why you feel stagnant, because you got all of this in you and nowhere to put it. Make time for it. We make time for what's important. If you can make time for that 2 a.m. booty call and that 1 o'clock in the morning Coney Island trip, you can make time to create something that is good for your soul. And you never know what may come from it. That just might be the very thing that blesses you and turn your life around. Do not limit yourselves in prayer. Do not limit yourselves in ancestral communication. Do not limit yourselves in your ability. Don't let money be the thing that stop you. There's always a way. Because what's meant for you is going to occur, not even no matter what you do. You can't run from it. So don't. Embrace the changes. Embrace the growth. Embrace life. And I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to call this episode. Embracing life as it is. Where do we go from here? Up. There's nowhere to go but up. Nowhere to go but up. Some of y'all want to relocate. It's coming. Just wait on it. Be patient. Watch out for the signs. Some of y'all see in numbers, not even understanding the spirit is trying to communicate with you. Go play your number, but make sure you look up what you're playing. There's a whole message in that message. To all of my spiritual leaders, get ready. Because the shift that's coming, we're going to be sought out. All of my healers, I know it's a lot. But make sure you take time for you. And make sure you replenish what you're giving out. Make sure you take time to breathe and just relax. Especially those of you that are doing healing work for the collective. You owe it to yourself to have a minute for yourself. You deserve it. We are in the fall. So let's get ready. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's gather ourselves. Let's do what we're supposed to do. To whom much is given, much is required. And that ain't never going to change. So with that being said, that is my update, y'all. That is my update. Y'all know how we do. I talk to y'all like I'm talking to one of my friends on the phone. So in all honesty, I need you guys to stay focused and stay positive. I don't know who this is for, but somebody wants to do event planning. And Spirit says, stop sitting on the fence. Get off the fence about it. Get off the fence about it and just do it. Stop playing with it. Stop being in your head about it. Stop looking at everybody else's shit and focus on you, because it needs to be tailored and unique to you. That is what will set you apart. This person, this individual or individuals is struggling with what they can do to set them apart from everybody else. And Spirit says, you have your own Ashe. You have a unique touch. Just do it and you'll see along the way. Blind faith is the thing for this fall. Blind faith. How much do you really trust what you're being led by? With that being said, you guys, I will be posting the specials I'm having for these readings within the next few days. The 11th and the 23rd, I will be unavailable, okay? The 11th is my birthday. The 23rd is my son's birthday, both of them. So I'll be pretty busy. Anyone who honestly and truthfully really want to know what this spiritual rebirth and what a spiritual awakening is really all about, understand that this is what I've gotten out of it. I've gotten that your worst and your best moment could happen at the same time. And even in the midst of that, you got to be able to see where you're the problem and where you're the solution. This is about transparency. This is about vulnerability with you. This is about looking in the mirror and realizing, damn, there's tears coming down my face. And it's coming down my face because I know I'm the hurdle getting in the way. This isn't about blame. This is about accountability. And when you want to elevate and thrive in something, you release all control and you look at it for what it is. There will be more episodes coming, guys. Like I said, I'm not going to commit to any time frame because I have a lot on my plate. But as I proceed and as I felt led by Spirit, of course, I will be posting episodes. But y'all look out for the Goddess Lounge. The Goddess Lounge about to do something y'all didn't even know she was up to. So I'm really, really, really thankful. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I'm going to go ahead and get these fires buried and post these specials for you guys for the month of October. And I'm going to go ahead and put November in there too. I'm going to divine on it and see what comes up. But let's see what happens, okay? Much love, much honor, much respect, peace, love, light, and clarity to you. And you guys, remember, duality is key. Embrace it as it is and watch it change your life. I love y'all. Thank y'all for y'all time. You guys have a beautiful weekend. I gotta go put on my mommy hat, my chef hat, and make it do what it do. Love y'all. Peace. Bye.